Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
The House sat until past midnight on Wednesday night, voting on umpteen amendments, mostly from the ACT Party's Hilary Colbert, to Part 3 of the Marine and Coastal Area Takutaimawana Bill. Voting on Part 3 began at 20 to 10, shortly after this contribution from Labour's Shane Jones.
So not for us these coarse contributions, not for us these banal outbursts, sir.
Mr Jones was referring there to National List MP Tohenere.
We leave that to that portion of the rump of the National Party soon to disappear when the party vote declines. Declines, sir. And it'll be a rather sad but rough justice that the member who fled from Winston Peters will watch that portion of the vote of the National Party bring Winston Peters back and him out. He will go like the Takutaimawana, the ebbing of the tide. Sir, I need to come back and be relevant.
When Shane Jones ran out of speaking time, Mr Henare called for the closure.
It's likely to worsen their case.
Call the Honourable Toe Henare.
The chair.
I move that the question be now put.
The question is, now put.
Voting then began mostly on Hilary Colbert's amendments, for which support was limited to her party's 5 votes, and continued on until a quarter past 12. Meanwhile, Mr Henare figured large in a shouting match that broke out before the dinner break as MPs waited for the Speaker to return to the chamber to settle a dispute over voting in Maori.
Your Honour, you should be up.
Called and we'll have some decorum in this House. This is disgraceful.
Deputy Speaker Lindsay Tish, who was chairing the House, sitting as a committee, then told Lockwood Smith why he had been recalled to the chamber.
Mr Speaker, you've been recalled on a matter that relates to the interpretation during the casting of a vote. The genesis of this goes back a little bit further than that, when the Honourable Member from the Maori Party challenged the vote cast by the independent member Tony Harawira as to including in his vote the reference to whānau, to the family as such.
Mr Tish said he had asked Mr Harawira for an assurance that he had voted against the motion.
I took him at his word that that was in fact correct.
The committee chairman said Labour's Trevor Mallard put his ruling to a test by casting his party's next vote in Māori.
Whātaka Marua opposed Te Rupu Labour, Katoa.
Mr Tish said he accepted that.
The interpretation that came back satisfied, in my view, the clerk who told me that Labour had voted 42 votes opposed. The question arises whether the interpreter has just the role in being able to announce the result, or whether he needs to interpret that further.
While commending Mr Tish on the accuracy of his summary, Trevor Mallard said he believed the interpreter had covered up Mr Harawira's breach of the rules against adding extraneous words to his vote.
I suppose it's all but naughty pleading guilty to deliberately breaching standing orders, but I did want to test the system to see if in fact the interpreter was correcting members to bring them within standing orders when they were clearly outside.
Supporting the shadow leader of the House, Labour's David Parker, said it was a rule that should be obeyed.
There is a long established tradition that all that a whip or an individual voting on their own behalf says is the number of votes in favour or against, and anything else is out of order. And that should be so whether the comment is made in English or in Maori and then translated. It is out of order to add extraneous words.
Lockwood Smith agreed that it was an important issue.
To me, it is not a matter of interpretation. The interpreters do their best to give us the meaning of what is said in Maori. To me, the responsibility must be on members to comply with that Speaker's ruling. And I want to add to that Speaker's ruling and make it very clear. If it is breached in the future, the vote will not be counted.
Final word there from the Speaker, Lockwood Smith. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.